USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Category 3 Hurricane Dorian with 120-mile-an-hour sustained winds is now crawling its way away from the Bahamas, which it battered for over 24 hours. Now the slow-moving storm is expected to next come dangerously close to Florida's east coast, according to the National Hurricane Center, and then it will impact coastal Georgia and the Carolinas. Jeffrey Bayard is the associate administrator for FEMA.
You know, FEMA will remain vigilant till this storm is well off our coast and nobody's in danger. We've got what we need to support, again, from North Carolina all the way to Florida.
Democratic U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California wants an interagency investigation into the deadly fire aboard a dive boat off Santa Barbara over the weekend. At least 25 people were killed, a few still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
At least 16 people were killed and over 100 injured when a Taliban attacker detonated a suicide belt in the Afghan capital last night. It came just hours after the U.S. had said it had agreed in principle to withdraw about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan. As a very busy Labor Day travel weekend wrapped up at New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport, many passengers scrambled when an airport worker sounded an alarm after some sort of suspicious interaction with two men last night. This traveler says it was a chaotic scene.
There wasn't any loud noise. There was just a general panic in the terminal, and folks started running out. There were people kind of hiding under the benches and whatnot, and an alarm went off.
Officials say the Alaskan Airlines worker hit the alarm after he approached two men and they ran away from him. Nobody's in custody, but they say the investigation's continuing. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Defense releasing the name of a soldier killed last week in Afghanistan. Officials announcing over the weekend that Sergeant First Class Dustin Ard died on August 29th from wounds received while engaging in combat operations. The 31-year-old from Hyde Park, Utah, was assigned to the 1st Special Forces Group at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. The Trump administration is restarting a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. The announcement yesterday coming after the administration quietly stopped protections for migrants who are seriously ill. It had set off a backlash from members of Congress and immigrant advocates. Back to Hurricane Dorian. Some folks in Florida looking to protect their property from the big storm came up with a clever way to keep things dry, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Brittany Vital, who lives in Davis Shores, using duct tape, 300 sandbags
all around the house,
and rolls and rolls and rolls of heavy-duty black plastic that looks like big garbage bags.
We just started out by doing 6 mil plastic
to literally wrap her entire house with the hope of keeping the water from Hurricane Dorian out. She tells Fox 30 News in Jacksonville,
if it works, it's totally worth it.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.